Hello everyone, and thank you very much for this opportunity to speak here in front of you and tell a little bit about a project that we did recently, just like 3 weeks ago in Finland, in Helsinki. Let me just have a bit of a glass of water. Yes, a program event we call SIPHACK. Now SIPHACK is a Sibelius-inspired hackathon. How many people here know what a hackathon is or have heard of a hackathon? Very few. So let me explain that word to you. A hackathon comes from the programming convention, comes from the programming world of coders, or so to say hackers. And it is a combination of the word hacking and marathon. And what it means is, well, it's a way for programmers to be sociable. They really just like to communicate with each other through their computer. So it's kind of like a LAN party or a party where everybody comes together with their laptops and makes something during maybe 24 hours or maybe 48 hours. So usually it's held in the weekends. You barely sleep. You just program away and try to get one thing. The Facebook like button, who has heard of that or who knows what the Facebook like button is? That is a result of a hackathon that was organized over a weekend. And why should we combine it now with Jean Sibelius, the national composer of Finland, one of the famous Finns? Well, we see that Sibelius can actually be a source of inspiration for the idea of exploration and creativity. And we wanted to bring that to a younger audience, suggest to them this, like, look, Jean Sibelius, he was a creative person. He would look at a tree and he would see the essence of that tree. He would really hear the essence of that tree and then compose his music to that. May I have the slides back? Oh, great. So that's why we chose Sibelius. And the thesis of SIPHACK was actually that Sibelius was a hacker of his time. So he was someone who would use the tool that was the instrument and then make something out of it and model the world he sees. The idea of SIPHACK is that very different people come together. And let me just show you one of the... Where do I point it? Where do I push? Technology is not working for me today. I'm pushing the forward button. Should that be the one I should be pushing? Should I hit? Oh. I pressed it. Yeah? The green one? Or? Let me just try all the buttons on this one. Oh, yay. So here, if you can see, there's a, on the right, you have a famous painting by one of the Finnish National Gallery portrait painters, Akseli Kallela, The Symposium. And it actually features Sibelius. He is on the far right, looking into the future, looking at the creativity throughout time, together with his artist friends. The painter himself has painted himself on the left, and the guy who's actually sleeping, well, let's say he's sleeping, he was a composer that the others didn't find was artistic enough for their purposes. But anyway, it's a bunch of his friends looking at creativity. And then we had our young programmers that we invited to join the hackathon. And they quickly, using all their kind of tools, made this similar image and posted it immediately on Twitter. And it was really fun. I think it captured the essence of this. And the essence of SIPHACK was that very different people come together and that the digital creativity meets with cultural tradition to form new ideas and new ways of doing things. Now I'm pressing the buttons again. Yes. And here you can see the Sibelius Monument. I don't know if you've ever been to Helsinki, but this is a rather famous monument to symbolize Sibelius. It was a huge scandal and somewhere like 40, 50 years ago when it was built or when it was put in this place, because it doesn't have the face of Sibelius. So it's not a very good... Well, that was the idea, that it wouldn't portray him very well, but I think it portrays him really fantastically in a very abstract way. And I was asked if I'm prepared for another scandal with organizing SIPAC, because what a weird way to work on a composer. But again, it's the way our time now works with composers, or with any kind of source of creativity, is to take the idea of it and transform it in the way that is for our time appropriate. And this was actually then one of the groups we had 13 teams that worked on projects drawing inspiration from Sibelius, and one of them actually worked on the Sibelius Monument, and they had the exact measures and exact height of those cylindrical pillars that you saw previously, and then they made an app out of it, an iPad app, with which you could actually play those tubes. So they would calculate, using mathematics, they would calculate what kind of sound a tube would make, and then they made an instrument out of it, an instrument out of the monument, which they called the monstrument. And then we had some working on C cassettes, so they would take some really like older technology and put the way a GIF animation sounds on a C cassette. Very abstract stuff. They never made it to the final, but they had a lot of fun, and it was very peculiar. We had a panel of judges, three people. You can see on the left is Erkki Korhonen. He's the director of the Sibelius Birth Town Foundation. In the middle, the lady is called Susanna Pettersson. She was the director of the museum that hosted this hackathon. And then we had our technology partner, Efikon Marco Clementi, from there. And they all used a lot of their time to understand each team's project. And during that time, when they really listened to and saw what, and played with what each team created, there was a really wonderful exchange of two different cultures of young people being like, this is what we can do with tech, and this is what fascinates me, and with older people from institutions who already have a lot of experience and present cultural traditions, and saying, well, but did you know that this was done something very similar, maybe in an analog way, was done like this, or did you know that Sibelius actually saw what he heard in colors because he had the thing called synesthesia. So there was a lot of exchange between those two different generations, and I think that was one of the great things about SIPAC. Then one of the projects was to actually, this ball is a failed game controller that never made it to the market really, but they hacked it, one team hacked it, and made a conducting baton out of it. So I want to show you, because we are orchestra, so I want to show you this video where they're using this.
It's an interactive conductor's baton, so tahtipuikka to Aleksi. Our kind of guiding teams in this work was Finlandia, Guitar Hero, Trees and Synesthesia. The team Upupu consists of Veli, who has arranged and orchestrated Finlandia for us to use in an interactive way, measure by measure, and me, Valtteri, who handled the interaction with our baton and the hacking of the baton sensor. We have Markus here, who was in charge of projection mapping and making a video, which we will show after an interactive demo. And finally, Jussi, who made really amazing graphics that you will see. Everything that you see is calculated in real time with mathematical formulas. non-spectals, so nothing is pre-rendered.
This pattern with which you can direct the orchestra and the visualization. Oh, that was not. Yeah, because now we can. I'm gonna talk during this. So the visualization is calculated as they go mathematically using fractals, the orchestra is following. The orchestra that was in the program is following
like this.
The baton electronically. Skip further. Yeah. So this is like, just to wrap it up, I want to, there's some really nice, can I just get the slides? Next slide. I think this is set up. Yeah. Next slide. Since we're running out of time. Next slide, please. And next slide, please.
The winner.
And next slide, please.
Muy,
so here, just to, can you pause this, please? Here, just to wrap it up.
Unidos en una sola tradición. Hay una gran desconexión entre la tradición clásica y los experimentos con la tecnología, y lo que CIPES está haciendo es crear una especie de puente entre ambos. Traer gente muy talentosa, con contextos muy diferentes, de diferente educación, y ponerlos juntos a trabajar para crear esa especie de puente entre tradiciones y nuevas tecnologías. En ese sentido, creo que es un evento pues, sin ninguna comparación en el mundo. La experiencia de trabajar aquí ha sido fenomenal en un ambiente como el Ateneum. Hemos tenido todo tipo de soporte en nuestras obras, lo cual ha creado un ambiente aún mejor para propósitos creativos. Así que ha sido todo un honor aquí, estar aquí en CIPHAC.
So that was one of the participators, a composing student who made his own collage on Sibelius's music, and we had the same interview in English as well, and because he was from Colombia, he repeated in Spanish. But to wrap it up, CIPHAC and a hackathon around classical music is one way, is a great methodology for making those, for making discoveries and discovering new possibilities for an orchestra to make use of the digital possibility we have. Because there are so many possibilities. We don't have to copy what we do. We can really create new ways that fit exactly your orchestra or any cultural organization. So thank you very much.